This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. continues offering high-level support to Israel, which is expected to launch a ground offensive into Gaza after last weekend's Hamas attacks. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In Tel Aviv,
we have your back.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited with his Israeli counterpart and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu,
Zot rak ha-tchala,
who says this is just the beginning.
Anachnu nechasel et ha-Hamas.
And Israel will destroy Hamas.
What Israel is doing is not retaliation. What Israel is doing is defending the lives of its people.
On a Mideast swing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is talking with Israel about doing everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, with a Gaza offensive expected to worsen a humanitarian crisis.
The overwhelming majority of Palestinians had nothing to do with Hamas.
But President Biden's making clear the U.S. stands with Israel against Hamas, which he calls pure evil.
They make Al-Qaeda look pure.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Police in New York, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities have increased patrols. Authorities put up fencing around the U.S. Capitol, and some schools closed amid fears of violence inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. But law enforcement officials stressed Friday there were no credible threats in the U.S. A former Hamas leader's call for a day of rage put Jewish communities on edge and sparked heightened security around houses of worship, schools, and cultural institutions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed in a nationally televised address to destroy Hamas as the army prepares for an expected ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza Friday after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the selection of Representative Jim Jordan as the GOP nominee for House Speaker, his success could be in the numbers, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
With a House narrowly split, 221 to 212, and with two vacancies, if any nominee loses just a few Republicans, they could fail to reach the 217 majority needed in the face of opposition from Democrats, who will most certainly back their own leader, New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries. During internal balloting earlier in the week, Jordan had nominally dropped out of the race after he initially lost to Representative Steve Scalise. That vote was 113 to 99. There are absences heading into the weekend, which could lower the majority threshold needed. And with those absences, Republicans are down about a dozen lawmakers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the last 12 months through September, U.S. Customs and Border Protection logged 60 migrant deaths due to heat in the El Paso sector, triple the same period a year ago. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Veteran firefighters patrolled the U.S.-Mexico border near the outskirts of the New Mexico town they serve. The temperature on this August afternoon was around 100 degrees, typical during a summer when nearby El Paso, Texas hit that mark 44 days in a row. They spotted something that has become all too familiar, a body of a migrant killed by the scorching heat. Here's firefighter Daniel Medrano.
This is a perfect example of what we find almost on a daily basis. This body looks like it's been here probably a little bit more than a week. You see the body's right up against a mesquite bush, probably trying to get some shade at some point.
Migrant advocates for years have warned that the hostile desert climate is perilous for migrants. Now they fear rising temperatures related to climate change are making the difficult trek even deadlier.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. NASA spacecraft has rocketed away on a six-year journey to a rare asteroid made of metal. SpaceX launched the Psyche spacecraft on Friday from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
3, 2, 1, engine ignition. And liftoff. Liftoff of Falcon Heavy and Psyche on a mission to a metal asteroid in deep space to study the building blocks of our planet's inner space.
The spacecraft is named for the metal-rich asteroid it's chasing, which scientists believe is the battered remains of an early planet's iron core. No one has ever explored a world with a metal surface before. Scientists hope it can shed light on the inaccessible centers of Earth and other rocky planets. The large potato-shaped asteroid orbits the Sun in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Psyche should reach the asteroid in 2029. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.